So, you just read that chapter. How are you doing, honestly? Let's talk about the cat. Your creativity hasn't left. It's not backpacking through South America finding itself. It hasn't retired. It hasn't ghosted you. It's hiding behind your mental couch, covered in dust, next to that hobby you abandoned in 2019 and the confidence you last saw in your mid-20s. You scared it into hiding. Not on purpose, but you did it by demanding it perform on command with a deadline, a mortgage, and the word masterpiece anywhere in the vicinity. The second creativity hears masterpiece, it fakes its own death. You won't see it for months because creativity is a shy cat. It only comes out when the room feels safe and nobody is demanding it be meaningful. So here's what I need you to do. Stop making it so intense. No perfect conditions required. No writing retreat in Tuscany. No specific moon phase or expensive candle, just a weird, low-stakes invitation. Write one line that escaped from a confused diary. Sketch one shape that looks like a potato going through a messy divorce. Sing one phrase auditioning for a musical that doesn't exist. That's it. That's the whole assignment. Because here's what nobody admits. Most people don't have a creativity problem. They have a perfectionism problem. Wearing a beret, sipping an oat milk latte, producing absolutely nothing. Same fear from chapter two. Just changed outfits again. The cat is still there. It's watching you overthink, waiting for you to stop performing and start playing. Poke it. Gently. Right? You know what to do. Go